Now, I'm dying to have this conversation because we have touched on it before. Boys and young men these days are just bombarded with so many messages and expectations that it just can be difficult for them to work out who they really are and just be confident in being themselves. One man who is trying to help with this is a UK NHS paediatrician, BAFTA award-winning TV presenter and author, Dr. Ranj Singh, who has a new book, and it's called How to Be a Boy and Do It Your Own Way. Dr. Ranj is on the line. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm dying to have this conversation because we have, like I said, we have touched on it before and just how difficult it can be to be a young man in this world and navigate what's right and wrong and be confident. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Tell me why you decided to write it.
For all those reasons that you've just said, there are so many ways to be a boy, and it's constantly changing. We live in a very dynamic and rapidly changing world, and there's so much expectation sometimes, I think, on boys to be a particular way, that you have to look a certain way, be into certain things, act a certain way, and they're bombarded with all these messages online, on screen. It's really confusing, and I thought, do you know what? Why don't we just remind boys that they can be whoever they are and celebrate that and be wonderful and brilliant at it? Let's teach them to be the best versions of themselves, no matter who that might be. So How to Be a Boy is diverse, it's inclusive, it's for every type of boy out there. And it uses positivity, kindness, respect for others, being a decent ally, you know, all those things that we all, those life skills that we need to be teaching boys, no matter who they are, to just be the best versions of themselves.
Dr. Ryan, do you think boys who don't have a positive male influence in their life are more vulnerable to ideologies online and, with various peers? Do you think they'd be more vulnerable?
I don't think it's to do with whether you've got a male influence in your life at all. It's very much, we know through research that actually it's whether you have anyone that you can turn to that looks after you, that you feel safe with and supported by. But what does worry me actually is that there are so many, I would call them bad examples of being a man on social media, especially the certain characters that have said things that I think aren't very positive messages.
And problematic.
Problematic. Yeah. And young boys hear those messages. They see those messages. My friends who are teachers tell me, oh my gosh, we've got an issue with, you know, the young boys and men in our class who are seeing these things online are thinking that these messages are what they need to be subscribing to. Because you've got to remember, we live in an online connected world where every opinion gets a platform and there's no filter. It doesn't tell you whether one opinion is actually better than another. They're all put on an equal footing, and young men and boys are looking at this and thinking, oh my gosh, this is how I should be acting and thinking. This book turns that around. The so-called toxic masculinity narrative that we're hearing a lot about, this book is the antidote to that. I want boys and young men to just be amazing, to be positive role models in themselves, to learn how to respect others, respect women, respect people from the LGBTQ plus community, be decent allies, look after themselves, their minds and their bodies. And especially, the one thing we don't teach boys and young men is to open up and be vulnerable when they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, they run into so many problems later in life. I want to give them the confidence to say, you know what? I'm having a really, really tough time and I need to talk to someone about it and get that help that they need and that they deserve.
Is social media the biggest challenge they face? I mean, what other challenges are boys and young men facing today that maybe they didn't years ago?
I think a lot of the challenges have carried through over the decades. So expectations around masculinity, we sort of break those down in the book. And teach young boys that, you know, masculinity is anything you want it to be, and actually you don't have to be masculine if you're not. There are issues around things like body image, which have been around for a long time, mm-hmm. but we're only just letting boys talk about. Mental well-being, which, you know what, isn't a new thing, but again, we're just about giving boys permission to open up and speak about those things. But one of those big things is definitely social media. This is something that's new. This is something that I didn't have when I was growing up, but I've certainly seen the positives of it, which can be really, really good, but also the negatives of it. And that's what we need to just equip boys with and how to manage it. We can't stop social media. We can't stop them seeing what they're going to see and hear online. But what we can do is give them, you know, the right guidance and the tools and the mechanisms to manage, you know, the things that they're seeing and be able to say, okay, all right, I know that that's not right. I know that is right. And if they see something that worries them or troubles them, making sure that they can turn to someone and say, I need to talk to you about this.
Mm, absolutely. I'm just wondering, is this something, is it a preventative more, or like if someone, if a young boy is looking at problematic stuff online, can a parent, I'm just thinking of a parent who might be listening at the moment, and they're see problematic language, behaviour, because they follow certain types of people. Can they read this book and get tips and jump in, or is it too late?
No, absolutely. So what, one thing we've got to remember is that children and young boys and young men, young people, they have a very good moral compass already. They are already pretty good at knowing what is right and what may not be right. What they're not always so good at is speaking up when they've seen something troubling.
Gotcha.
So what parents and carers can do, you know, there's lots of tips and advice in this book. It's aimed at children from the age of 10 years and above, when they're sort of developing that sense of identity, coming into their own, which is absolutely the time to be giving them these messages. Parents can use the book as a guide.
Okay.
And say, right, let's use this as a trigger for a conversation. Tell you what, why don't you have a look at this book and we'll have a chat about it if there's anything that's worrying you. There's loads of things in there, not just for the kids and young people. There's loads of tips in there for parents and carers as well. And I'd urge them to have a look.
How did your own experience as a man and as a paediatrician help you with writing this book?
Yes. So much of, I guess, my sort of passion for this book comes from my own experience. You know, I was 10 about 30 years ago. The world was a very different place. We didn't have conversations around identity, sexuality, mental well-being. I didn't see people that were diverse on screen or anything like that. So, a lot of the lessons I've had to learn myself have been quite difficult, actually. I've had to learn them on my own. They've been traumatic or they may have been painful. I've trained as a paediatrician. I look after young people. So I now know that actually there's a different way to deal with these things. So I've tried to use my own experiences, my professional training and experience, put it into this book so boys and young men don't have to go through those struggles, those challenges, and that pain that some of us had to experience. I want to make, there's a better way. And our job is now to use our experience to help guide them so that they can be better people without having those horrible, sometimes really tough experiences that we had to go through.
Absolutely. Do you have a favourite part of the book?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I've got some wonderful, wonderful people who I've interviewed, because I don't want you boys just to take my word for it. I've got incredible people who've lent their advice and insight. Everyone from Gok Kwan talking about body image, Ladyfield talking about anti-racism, Suki Sandhu talking about allyship, Johnny Benjamin talking about looking after your mental well-being and the fact that you can feel better, Jordan Wiley, who's an incredible adventurer, talking about being your best self, to my best friend, Emma Morris, who talks about what it is to be a man from the perspective of a woman. Because if you want to know how to be a decent boy and a decent man, we should be listening to everybody. 50% of the population are women. You need to listen to them. And if we're going to change some of these behaviours that we're hearing about, we've had some terribly sad stories in the media and in the news. If we're going to change that, we need to start talking to our boys and telling them, actually, this is how you should be behaving, or this is positive, this isn't positive. And let's start that from a young age. Let's change that narrative.
Now, this isn't your first book, as you're a Sunday Times best-selling author. And of course, you're always on the telly. But what is next for you?
Ooh, what is next for me? So I've actually got, this is my ninth book.
Wow.
I've got another book coming out in the summer. It's a younger children, sort of 3 to 5 year old picture book, all about different types of family unit and celebrating that. So it's a very heartwarming, positive, colourful book for little ones. And then at the end of this year, I'm so excited about this. Obviously, I work in the NHS part-time, but at the end of this year, I am going to be doing pantomime again in Nottingham, and
yay!
I'm very excited about that.
My days, you really do it all, don't you?
Well, I'm doing it while I can. So I thank my lucky stars, yeah, and I count my blessings, and I try to do as much as I can.
Listen, well done on the book. It's much needed. So thank you so much. And thanks for coming on the show and speaking with us this morning, okay? Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Dr. Ranch. Bye. There we go. That was UK NHS paediatrician, BAFTA award-winning TV presenter and author Dr. Ranch Singh, soon to be in Panto Nottingham as well. God, he really does do it all. I love it. The book is called How to Be a Boy and Do It Your Own Way. It is a guide to help boys be the type of boy they want to be. With confidence, positivity, kindness, which is so, so important. It's published by Wren and Rook and is available in all good bookshops. And you can buy it or get it or get it for you, that 10-year-old in your life that might need to navigate this crazy, crazy world.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.